Boys, let's begin. Let's start again. Perek Tesvav. Let's review Perek, the first pasuk in Perek Tesvav. Ma'ane rach yoshev chema udvar etzav yaleof. A soft reply. Ma'ane means a response. You're under attack. Reuven is attacking Shimon, and Shimon is asked to respond, and he responds with a soft reply. That soft reply has the ability, has the koach yoshev chema, to cause the anger of Reuven to be withdrawn. However, udvar etzef here in this context means words, harsh words. Words that are filled with anger, ya'ale off, causes anger to increase, to ascend. Mitzudos pasuk aleph, ma'ane rach, hakoyes almi, so there is an introduction. Reuven is getting angry at someone. V'hu meshiv lo, and Shimon responds, ma'ane rach, with a soft reply. Bezeh. With this soft reply, Meshiv Chamosa May Olav, he removes the anger from upon him. Period. Avlim Yoshiv Dvar Hamitov. Mitov here means anger. Etzef. He's translating the word etzef here to mean etzef. No, means sadness. So here, what? Etzef tel libanim, with pain, because pain is related to sadness. When there's pain, then there's sadness. So it's a word that's used in many forms. And here in this context, the Mitzudos translates etzef to mean anger. If Shimon responds, and it's interesting, according to the Mitzudos translates the words, the response is, in Yoshev Dvar Ha-Misov. So he's telling us that Udvar Etzev really goes back on the beginning of the Bekosik of Yoshev. Yoshev, he's responding, we're repeating the word Yoshev twice. A person responds with words of anger. Tala esha'af l'skaber yoser, it causes the person who is speaking to get even more angry. Now, okay, that is an interesting parish, because the Gra and others, they point out there's a difference between the word af and chema. Chema is an external manifestation of anger. Person is doing things, he's in rage. Af is thoughts. A thought of anger. Very interesting. Gumdai Gnol Tanach. Yeah.
Malbim says just the opposite.
That af is external, and chem. Okay, I don't have the mouth in front of me. Yeah.
One second.
External by mean. External, you mean like expression?
Yes, expressions.
Hachema hu akas hashomer b'leim.
Shomakein, yeah, and af.
B'chamimus.
Okay. Very interesting. Okay, the Gros is just the opposite.
No, but what he says, "B'chol zeh hachema gedoyla min ha'af, shehaaf kishehu b'loy chema pnimis, eine ba'achzori is kol kach. K'moy of shekoyis al b'noyu makeyu ba'af, u'b'libay hu oyavoy."
Aha.
Omar kishemeshiv.
Gamachema, even the chema, primus.
The yoshiv ha'oyev la'oyev.
The oyev to an oyev, okay.
Aval hadavar etzav sheyoshiv shdiber lahatziv v'sadeiber v'loy levad shlo yoshiv chema ki gam yale af achitzayim.
Things that didn't exist. Things that did not exist, he creates. Right? Okay, very interesting. But the Gra says just the opposite. The Gra doesn't go into this idea that something that's hidden inside is real, and something that's outside is just for show. The Gra seems to learn that when it's outside, it's bubbled over. It's real. That's how the Gra learns. The Gra learns there's a real anger, and the real anger has bubbled over into an external expression, which we call here chema. And af means just it's brewing.
So,
and the point, yeah.
Many expressions that we hear of Vayikara Hashem, or
Aron af, and so on. The afu bechema ubeketzev gadol.
So you have to take this Gra and you have to go back to those psukim and see what it means in a chanami.
What do you call it? You have in the toichacha, the afu
bechema ubeketzev gadol. So yeah, okay, so there is everything you have.
Is the first stage, chema is the
afu bechema.
Ketzev
is even a later.
Is a combination of both.
So it fits well according to the Gra. Because the Gra says Ba'af first starts off with the machshava, a thought of anger, and then the machshava expresses itself with what we call chema, and then this ketzef gadol, which might be even a further degree.
Which is the combination of af and chema.
Okay. Well, I don't know combination, because according to the Gra, chema automatically includes af. According to the Gra, chema is an expression of anger, which means it's the af coming forth. You're from the Malvim, you're saying they're two separate things entirely. There's external and there's internal. And sometimes the father hits a child, the father has no anger inside. He's just doing an external maisa to discipline the child. That's a different idea. I appreciate that idea. That's the Malvim. But right now, just prepare for the one with the Gra. The Gra learns that the af is the beginning. When the af, the machshav of anger percolates and bubbles over, it turns into chema. So chema already includes within it af. And here the point of the pasuk is that it's telling how powerful a soft reply is. A soft reply, manerach, a person who replies softly to a person who's already at the stage of chema. He already reached, his anger bubbled over, he's been storing the af. We live with this. A person does something to you. So the first time, you just keep it to yourself. The second time, you keep it to yourself. After a person bothers you 100 times, you let him have it. Yeah?
In all these, I can't survey them all in my head right now, but certainly the ones I can think of, where it says, like, example, Bechara af Hashem Bochem, the
Yotzarasa,
followed by action. In all of these things, with no mention of Chema, it's Vayichar af, is followed by a statement, an action, an expression.
The chora af, but that could very well be is that the chora af leads to action. The chora af, and then after the af, the chema comes forward. The otzar es hashemayim is the chema. It's all subject to interpretation. I hear what you're saying. If it would say Hashem is full of chema, so there's not the chema. What is the chema? The chema was that the rain has been withheld. Okay, I hear what you're saying. It's subject to interpretation. Every pasuk has to be. And also, you have to know that there's a general rule that the way words are used in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, especially in Ksuvim, v'chama, that means you just externally come. V'chama, so what does that mean there? Okay, again, it has to be interpreted in its context. It has to be interpreted in its context. Okay, it's a good point, but according to the Gra here is very clear. The word af means internal, chema is external. All of these, so you have to always keep in mind that the way the words are interpreted in the Torah are not always the way they are interpreted in Nevi'im, and it's not the way they are understood in Ksuvim, and it's certainly not the way that they are used by Chazal. The Gemara says this, Lashon Tara Luchod, Lashon Chacham Luchod, and the Farshim explain it could be it's Chazal also, that the way it's used in Ksuvim is not the same way a word is used in Chamishei Chumshei Torah. So it has to be understood within its context. In this particular pasuk, the Gemara happens to say that Af is Machshava, Chema is an external manifestation of anger, and he explains the pasuk by telling us the koyach of a soft reply. If Reuven is angry and you respond softly, you can cause him to take back even an external expression of anger. But if you respond to a person that's speaking to you with chutzpah and with anger, even if until now he was not angry, you'll now bring about off. You'll bring about a first in an initiation. You'll initiate his anger against you.
I just wouldn't want to generalize.
Okay, fine. In this particular pasuk, this is what the Gra says. And the Mamlo is actually he quotes the Gra here on this pasuk. He quotes this entire this interpretation exactly the way I explained it to you. So man erach yashiv
from the Targum, chems af he calls rugza, anger.
Oh, that's more like the Malbim says. Regez is external.
Yeah.
Okay, very nechanami. We have a mamish machloikis and achreinim. You can go mamish nahapachol. You can go from one extreme, different interpretation. Two different words which have to be studied what they mean. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis says, L'shoyin chachomim. Okay, here, one other thing before we go further, there's one other interesting thing I came across in the Divrei Chachomim, the Siv Divrei Chachomim. He quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, Murgala It's in Bracha Staf Yud Zayin. Murgula Bepume Di Abaye. Abaye had a Murgula community that was in common. It was Rogel. Lashon of Rogel, it was often adage. Often stated expression. Or Margul means a pearl. It was something which he felt was a gem, and a person should take it very seriously. Ma'anerach, he quoted Mamish this pasuk, but the only difference is he said Ma'anerach Meshiv Chema. The only difference is he did not quote the pasuk the way we have in our Mishnah with Lashon Yoshev. In our pasuk, it says Ma'anerach Yoshiv Chema. Yoshiv with the Yud means the future tense will cause anger to be withdrawn. Abaye in the Gemara of the Gears that we have did not use the Yud, but rather Meshif in the present tense. So the question is, why did he misquote the pasuk? So some want to say there's a Tosatfus. Okay, a very simple answer, Tosatfus, there's a mistake, and they really changed the Gears from Meshif to Yashif. Some say that we have a principle that Dvarm Shebechsav, Iyat HaRashai, La'oimram Alpeh, things that are Darish HaRashai, you don't let us say about Alpeh, so therefore the Gemara deliberately, and even Abaye, since he said this often, Ma'arag L'Bapume, he did not want to violate this principle, so therefore he paraphrased or he made a shinui, which is very common. In fact, most of the time, 90% of the time, not 90%, but most of the time in the Gemara, the psukim are not quoted correctly. They're quoted, they're paraphrased, or they're words that are different. And the reason the commentators explain this is because since the Gemara is a record of Torah Sheba'al Peh, and Torah Sheba'al Peh, you're not allowed to quote a pasuk with not reading it inside. So the solution is to quote a section of the pasuk, or to misquote the pasuk, and you automatically realize it's not the correct nusach girsa, and that way you will not be in violation. Someone says similarly, that's what Abai over here did, since he used always to say this should not be in violation. He would say that with a mem instead of a yud. Those are two interpretations. Tosatfus, and it's a common thing. Third interpretation is Pumvakert. He said it was very precise because he wanted to tell this was his chiddush. He went a step further that Shlomo, and you have to know how he can say this, but Shlomo only said Yoshev in the future. Now, today, respond softly to your adversary, and then over time it will lead to a process, long process, to ultimately causing your adversary to withdraw his anger. Abaye said that in his generation, the people that he lived with, in his society, it's immediate. I think we can appreciate this in our generation because we live in an ultra high speed generation. Everything happens today instantaneously. Something happens at the other end of the world, you know it before it even happens. Before it happened, you know already what's going to happen. That's the way we live with technology. You get a text message, you get a phone call, it's online. So when Shlomo Melech was writing, he was writing for his society. His society, they were slow motion people. Something happens today until it hits the news, the world. The world traveled, the world spun a lot slower in those days. Abaye, where he lived, things already circulated. So he said, Margula, I have a chiddush to tell you, Rabbi Isai. Today it's different. Today you don't have to wait anymore. Instant gratification, instant coffee. It's not Yoshev, it's Meshev. If you'll be a good person, you'll right away get credit. You'll right away be able to accomplish something with your swift reply. Al achas kam v'kama, when we live in our day and age, how society has changed, how quickly things happen, we can get the benefits of Chazal instantaneously without the delay. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk base. L'shoyin chachamim teitiv das. The language of the chachamim makes better das. You can embellish knowledge with good language. You can take an idea and you can embellish it with good language and you can make it even better. But on the other hand, the mouth of a fool, it gushes forth. Yabi, according to the Metudas, means like a mayan, a fountain. Yabi, we always use to mean to express, but here he goes a step further. What does it mean, the real shirsh of Yabiya? To spew forth like from a fountain, it goes forth with foolishness. Pasuk Beis, oh, Yabi, I'm right. Yabi, but literally it means to bring forth an expression, to say something. But here he's saying something a little bit deeper than Metudas. Pasuk Beis, Teitiv Das, Tisakein es hadas. Good language. Lashon chachamim. The right word. If you know the right word, you can take a concept and you can make it better than it really is. Tisakein es hadas can rectify knowledge. Ki af imre das yidaber betiko nimrots. Words of knowledge will be spoken with tikkun nimrots, with the utter perfection, with milos kitzaros, and a few words. You'll be able to express an idea in the fewest words possible, not to burden the mind. Aval pi kesilin, but the mouth of a fool, af divrei yivelos, even foolish things, yirbu ba'amorim, they increase with words, kimayin hanaveya. If you ever listen to a talk show host on the radio, some of them, the imams will fill this, they can talk for 3 hours. And what have they said? They fill up the time and they walk. What do they say? Exactly. This is exactly what it says. Ufi kisilim yabia iveles.
They don't know how to pop the cup.
Just keeps on going. Yarbu ba'amorim kimayin anaveya. And what comes out of their mouth? Iveles, foolishness. Okay, I once heard a speaker get up and say, what's the difference between a professional and an amateur? A professional is able to take something extremely complex and simplify it. An amateur can take something very simple and make it appear extremely complicated. That's really what it says here. You have a chachamim, tetiv das, a complicated concept, something extremely difficult. Das is Hashem's chokhma. But divrei chachamim, they can simplify with a few b'kitz and nimrots, as what the Masuda says, a few simple words. Wow, that was so simple. You go to a shir klali on the difficult concepts, you know, with a piece of cake. And then you go to someone who doesn't know what they're talking about, they can take a pasuk in chumash, a simple little concept, and what in the world did he say? And you can confuse the audience.
Ufi kesilim.
Stretch, but makes something that is really simple. You make it complicated. Ufi chesilim yabia ivelas. There is no rash. Let's go to pasuk gimel. B'chol makom eni Hashem tzayfos roim v'toyvim. In every location, Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes tzayfos are gazing the evil roim v'toyvim. This is a very spooky pasuk. I didn't see too many comments. I didn't see really too much on this and any comments on this pasuk. But look at the mitzudos pasuk gimel. B'chol makom af im yasisu b'mistarim. According to the Mitzvot, he learns this to mean that if a person is enticed to an Aveira, he's hidden away, he's in a bunker, no one is watching, he's sheltered, and now he's presented with the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah presents him with a Nisayon. Just do this Aveira. Be Nichshol. Do it. No one is watching. Guaranteed. You are completely sheltered. Hashem is there. Hashem is always there. Like you teach children, Hashem is there. Hashem is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, and down, all those songs. Everything you need to know for life.
I told you this. Rabbi Reisman calls it the favor of Uncle Moshe.
Everything you need to know for life, you learn it in kindergarten. You learn how to share. You learn how to say I'm sorry. You learn how to say please. All the rules of life, everything you'll ever need in life, you learn in kindergarten.
Yehi Meir Shemaim K'Meir Basav Adam.
Yeah.
That was what Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai told us coming.
Halavai. Rebbe, that's it? Halavai. Halavai, you should come to that.
That's what he said.
So here, according to the Mitzudos, if you would not see this, you will learn the pasuk differently. But the Mitzudos says, "Af im yasitu b'mistarim." Even if the Yetzirah presents himself in a place of hiding, mikol makom, and you think Hashem is not watching, watch out. Soifos enei Hashem lirois maser haroim vehatovim. Hashem sees the evil deeds. Hashem sees the good deeds. V'lo nichad mimenu, nothing is hidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlomo HaMelech has to tell us this. Don't we already know this? Don't we already know this? What?
The pasuk seems to be like out of place because we're talking about Losh. The first, the pasuk before is Losh.
So what is the connection?
And then the pasuk after it says Marpa Losh. So the question is, how does this?
Well, it could be that the Iveles is trying to convince a person. worse than hiding. The pi chesilim yabio iveles is trying to entice. The chesil is trying to entice a tzaddik do an avera in hiding. I don't know. You're right. I don't know. A lot of the psukim are very difficult to see what the connection is. Yeah, a lot of the psukim. Especially once we're now in the second section. A lot of these psukim are independent thoughts. Again, I'm sure there are commentators that do try to connect them one to another. But in a chanami, it's a difficulty. So, but b'chol makam. So I don't know what the answer b'chol makam. Any Hashem tzefas ro'im in every makam. We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is called makam. Hamakam yinachem eschem baruch hamakam baruch hu. Here there is an allusion b'chol makam that Kadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu is called the makam is because of this pasuk. Is hamakam Hashem is the mekoymai shel oilam, and the what's the makam? When you say Hamokim Yinachem Eschem or Baruch Hamokim Baruch Hu, it's this pasuk of Tzoyfos Royim V'Atayim Hashem Ezer. He sees exactly what's going on. The difficulty that I saw a lot of the commentators focus on, why did it say the word Royim before the word Toivim? Well, you would expect Shlomo to be a bit more positive. Hashem sees the good, right? We always talk that always look for the good before you are.
But when you're doing something in hiding,
usually,
to be suspicious of.
Usually the subject. Usually, right? I mean, there are more.
But even more so, because most of the psukim,
yeah,
present
to Musar.
It's Musar. Positive comes first, and the contrast is the negative.
Okay, but I don't have a good answer. Why does it say Royim v'Toyvim? What would have been if you would say Toyvim v'Royim? There are more mitzvahs loisaseh than there are aseh. There are 365 loisasehs and only 248 mitzvahs aseh. That says a lot. Hashem is giving us more things in this world not to do than to do. That is a very important lesson. Today there's a very big push in chinuch. Focus only on the good, 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 good. Only teach children good, good. Don't give them too much mussar. And the response to that approach is, you know, look at the Torah. Hashem, you can't be smarter than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave us the Torah. He's the ultimate father. And He gave us more things not to do than things to do. That says something. So don't always go and ignore the negative.
Here it's up at the street. Today is a lot worse than it was 30, 40 years ago.
Right, but people argue. But if you're going to only focus on the negative, that has a very bad, it creates a feeling among people that Judaism is all about the negative. Don't. And there's nothing positive, and that can ultimately cause a person to have a harmful outlook on life. Okay, that's definitely true. But unfortunately, people have already come out now and responded, we've gone too far. We've gone too far in only focusing on the good. Too much good is no good. There has to be a balance of also warning people to protect themselves from the evil. And look at the Torah. There are 365 things not to do and only 248 things that you should do.
Used to be angry and people used to say
they destroyed the whole generation. They said they destroyed the whole generation, or they come off on Shabbos, they would be mois and nefesh, and they would tell their children it's difficult, and that rubbed off on the children, and many of them had problems later in life.
But if the point of the pasuk is to say that Hashem sees everything, then it's meant to inspire Yirah, and therefore it's addressed
to the Roim.
Yeah.
Okay, in a chanami, if that's the pshat, in a chanami. Another interpretation I came across, I don't remember where I saw this, maybe in the Mamloes, he says that Tzoyfos means to look into the future, like a Navi. A Navi is a Tzoyfe.
The
Malam Taka says this?
Tzoyfe is talking about the future.
Hashem looks and sees Rasham in this world. Hashem does not write off a Rasha, because as the Gemara says, you don't know what will come from him. You don't know if he'll have children, or some of his deeds may ultimately, he may plant seeds, and years later, tremendous good and chesed will come to the world, even from the Roim. So that's alluded to in this
book.
Sancheiriv, what about, who else do we have? We have other whole collection. What? Whole collection of people that we have like that.
Trotsky's descendants are in Nebra.
Yeah? They're even from Hitler Yimach Shemo. Hitler Yimach Shemo also has descendants.
Did he have any descendants?
He did, yeah. I think so. If I'm not mistaken, I want to... What?
Himmler.
No, there was something about Hitler.
He didn't have any.
No?
At least not acknowledged.
I don't... Okay, I don't know. But I read once something very interesting. But whatever it is, we have here Hashem is tsoifos. Tsoifos means time. Doesn't mean just Hashem is watching you. Hashem is watching you. There's a video camera and he's watching everything you're doing. He's listening to everything that you're saying. That's pashut. It means Hashem looks at a maisa, at a rasha, and Hashem looks what will come from this person in 100 years from now. Moshe Rabbeinu vayar kienish. Ma'ayosh ben vayar kienish. Moshe had the koyach to look to the future. Will anything good come from this person? He saw nothing for all generations. It's an amazing thing. A person is so evil, he's so empty, that nothing good will come from him throughout Moshe Rabbeinu, the beginning of time, before Matan Torah, all the way down until this generation, nothing will come from him. That's a pretty amazing thing. And nothing good will come from a person.
Say Tzofa there.
Moshe Vayar Koy V'Koy. So what does Rashi say? But the word Seif, okay, it doesn't say the word right now, but that is what the Farshim say. Seif is Hashem is looking into the future, and that's why it says Bedavka Rois. That's why it says Rohim V'Avetayim, to allude that from the Rohim will ultimately come good as well. Let's take a look at the Mitzvah.
It says Umafit Nesof Tavor.
Okay, there are different terms. But the word Saifa is even a better word. Saifa is a word that is used by Nevi'im to look into the future. You can't deny that the word...
It's just the terminology.
It's used in different context. But the terminology fits. We know that the word Saifa is used in reference to a Navi. And a Navi is looking into the future. And that's exactly the word that's been chosen of the God of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's looking in his eyes. Eyes means his insight is in the future. Rohim V'toivim, Hashem sees what comes from an evil deed, Hashem sees what comes from a good deed. Okay, that concludes Pasuk Gil, Pasuk Dalet. Marpeh, this is a very famous Pasuk. Marpeh Lashon Eitz Chayim, V'selef Ba Shever Beruach. So first, Lubshat, the Mitzvah says, Marpeh Lashon, if you speak delicately, you speak softly. It's very similar to the beginning of the parak of Ma'aneh Rach. A person has a soft tongue. Mitzvah, Nishal Shoinai Refuya. It's loose. Loose here means v'lo yidaber koshes, does not speak harshly. V'rak yidaber rakos, he only speaks softly. He lo le'etz ha'megadol chayim, his tongue will be like a tree which is a source of life. The etz ha'chayim b'seich hagan, soft speech brings, fosters life. Aval hama'akeim b'lashon selef, the Mitzvah translates or crookedness. Person whose tongue is crooked, who speaks with harshness, to pervert. He's a perverted tongue. Hama'akeim b'lashonoy ledaber koshois, all forms of harsh and dishonest words. Bo shever b'ritzonoy. So in the Mitzvah series, taking the word ruach, and he's giving us a new translation for the word ruach. Ruach means his will, his desire. So it's a bit of a stretch what he is doing here. His desire will be broken. Everything that he wants in life will not come to fruition, because it's either a punishment, or that's just the way al derech hateva. When a person is a nasty person, unpleasant person, people don't want to have anything to do with him. They don't want to fulfill his desires. So the selef ba, a person who ba is going back on the tongue, on a person's tongue, his lashon, a person's tongue is corrupt, it's perverted, it's dishonest. If you want to abuse the gift of speech that Hashem has given you, guess what? Shever beruach, your spirit, your desires in life will be broken. You will be frustrated. You will not achieve your goals in life. The gloomy words of the Mitzvah are: Aval ma'akim b'loshonai, v'daber kashes, bo shever b'ritzonai. Kilo yikubel devodav, his words will not be accepted. Velo yimule ritzon, his will not be fulfilled. Now the interesting point will be here, just to take note of that: that vayipach pe'apov nishmas chayim, vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. When Hashem created man, Hashem blew in his nostrils nishmas chayim, the breath of life. Nishmas chayim is very strongly related to ruach, to wind. to blow the breath of life into one's nostrils.
That's neshima.
Neshima's breathing. So here there's a play on the words. The pasuk here is talking about the lashon, the marpe lashon, a soft tongue. And it's telling us, me the kinei mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'd like to take a step back, I forgot the important point, the Targum. The Targum of that pasuk says, Vayipach bi'apav nishmas chayim vayihi hadal nefesh chaya. What does it mean? It means was a living creature, a ruach minmalala, a speaking creature. The way the Targum Unkelus translates the meaning of life is man was a speaking creature. So we actually have here in this pasuk that entire idea captured. We have marpe lashon, the use of language, the koyach hadibar being used in the positive way, and the koyach hadibar being used in the negative way. When it's used in the positive way, it's eitz chayim, vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim vayihodam lenefesh chaya, life. That's the beginning of the pasuk, and the end of the pasuk speaks about the seba sheva beruach. Also, also alludes to the beginning of the pasuk vayipach ba'apav nishmas chaim ruach. This is the vocabulary of speech. Speech always associated with life and with ruach, neshama. These words go together, and you see that coming out over here in this pasuk. Okay, let's first see over here Rashi. Rashi says something. Very interesting. V'selef ba sheva beruach. Now, what does it mean, v'selef? So we translate from the Metzilus to mean corruptness. Ikum, perversiveness. Here's kishe yisalef b'lashoynai. When one is yisalef b'lashoynai, what is that? Sufa. Sufa means a whirlwind. Okay,
sofa.
Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake then. Kishisalf b'lashaynai, soifal lohav yolav shevaka. I made a mistake, I'm sorry. So Rashi Mitzudos then is saying the same thing as the Mitzudos. When a person is corrupt with his language, soifal lohav yolav shever, he will ultimately, Hashem will destroy him. Shever beruach, so, Soifa love your love shever haba beruach kadim, which comes with a ruach, an eastern wind. Ha muchenes li paramin harisham, the eastern wind is the one that has been designated by a Kadosh Baruch Hu to destroy the evil people. Kimasha kasav beruach kadim aza in Mitzrayim, when Hashem destroyed the Kisyamsov, an eastern wind was sent to destroy the Egyptians. Beruach kadim afitzeim, another pasuk in Yirmiyah, with an east wind I will disperse them. Beruach kadim tishaber, I will smash the onios Tarshish, the ships of Tarshish. So we see here that according to Rashi, not like the Mitzudos, the ruach has nothing to do with a person's desires, with his will. It has to do with Hashem's ruach. Hashem's ruach will be dispatched shever to bring a churban to the individual that has abused the gift of speech. Different than the Mitzudos, or different mahalach than the Mitzudos.
So it could be used possibly.
What?
Like it, in the story of Noah, when he remembers Noah, it says we brought a ruach.
That's a different type of ruach. That could either mean a spirit, or it can mean a different wind, a gentle wind. There are four winds. I'm not sure what each wind's role is, but here we have the wind, the eastern wind, which has been designated for destruction. And according to Rashi, ruach here is a code for the ruach kadim that's being dispatched to bring shever, destruction, to the individual who is selef ba, who has perverted ba, the tongue that was given to men as a gift. Okay, now this, so far we have the Mitzudos, we have Rashi, and now we have a very famous Medrash. Very famous Medrash. I believe, in fact, this Medrash appears everywhere. It's a Gemara, and it's an Arochin, and it's a Devarim Rabbah, and it's a Tanchuma, and it's a Medrash in Tehillim. They all basically say the same exact thing, and they focus on the word Marpe. Marpe means healing. According to Rashi, Rashi was silent. The Mitzudos says Marpe does not mean healing. It means softness, delicateness, to speak politely and softly. According to the Gemara and Chazal, it means for healing. and we're addressing a person that was nichshol in lashon hara, or a person has a predisposition to speak lashon hara, it's a very big nisayin. You go to shul every day and you sit down next to certain people, and the topic of conversation turns to the latest victim, the latest person who has done an avero, or the person who you don't like, who has not given you a warm good morning. And the people have very great nisyonos in speaking lashon hara. So the question is, what should a person do for therapy? Go to a therapist. I have a problem. I have a very big yetzar for gossip, and the gossip leads to lashon hara. And you can't shut me up. You can't shut me down by telling me don't talk. I have to talk. But I have just to control myself and what I say. They said the Chafetz Chaim was a big talker. They all write about that.
They said he was a chatterbox.
Oh, you see that? So they say it was the biggest. So, and yet the Chafetz Chaim was not a word of lashon hara came out of his mouth. So how do you do that? So the long comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says it comes from this pasuk, Eitz Chaim, Talmud Torah. And the person is shakua; he is deeply immersed in Torah, which is called Chaim. Eitz Chaim hi lamachazikim ba. Nela, that will be your radar. That will awaken a sensitivity in your neshama, and you can talk all you want, and you need not worry. You'll be nichshol in lashon hara. Problem is, not everyone was created with the koychos to be a very big talmud chacham. Not everyone goes to daf yomi. Not everyone has it. It's not their. It's not their thing. What?
Not everyone goes to
Kol. It's not for everyone. Hashem made many times. I'm always like shy. I'm always surprised when you hear certain people. They tell you have to go learn. You have to sit the whole day and learn. You do, but not every person is cut out. It just doesn't work for everyone. So what do they do? What do they do? The people who can't do or learn the whole day. So the pasuk goes on to say shever beruach. The third translation is to break your spirit. Focus on humility. Humility. How do you? Everyone, the different tricks to a game. Humility. Everyone is different. Everyone has a technique that works for them. But you have to humble yourself through humility. That will also serve as a technique of creating a sensitivity not to speak lashon hara about someone else. So ruach means your spirit, your arrogance. Shever means you. The subject is you. The baal, mesaper, lashon hara. You shall break your arrogance. How? Figure it out. There are many techniques. What you can do, even if you're not a talmid chacham, what you can do to break your spirit to become a humble person. I'll read you the Gemara inside. Omar, this is from the, I'm quoting from the Gemara Masechta Arochin on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Omar, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, my takanasa shel misaper lashon. What is the solution for people that are nichshol and speak lashon hara? In Talmud Chachamu, if you have the koyach of Torah, you're blessed with the kishroinos, and you have an ability to learn Torah. Then yaseik ba Torah, intensify your study learning. Shenemar marpe lashon, softness of a healing, the healing marpe lashon of refuah for the lashon is Eitz Chaim. V'in lashon always means el lashon hara. Whenever it says lashon, it's a code for lashon hara. Shenemar chet shachod l'shaynam, a sharp arrow is their tongue, and that refers to speaking lashon hara. It's like an arrow; it's causing harm. V'in Eitz Chaim hakasu pasach el tayr. Shenemar Eitz Chaim ilmachzigim ba. Now, what about this? Then this is a little more difficult. The end of the pasuk. V'im am haaretzu. Let's say he is an am haaretz. Then yashpil daitay. He shall humble himself. Shenemar. Now, what does it mean? It's a little bit difficult with the Gemara. What is the exact makar for this concept from the end of the pasuk? I think simply means ba is a person who has turned away from it, from the Torah. That's how the Gemara appears to interpret the pasuk. Now, it doesn't mean he has turned away in a negative way. It's not his fault. He's an Am Haaretz. 99% of the Amaratzim, it's not for them to blame. They got there because they just don't have it. But Veselafa means a person who is on the other side. He's turned away from Ba. Ba means from the Torah. The Talmud Chacham has the koyach of Torah. But the self ba, person who is turned away from the Torah, not necessarily because his fault, but he's turned away from Torah, Shever Beruach shall break his spirit, shall humble himself, and then he will automatically be sensitive to other people and not have an nisayon to speak Lashon Hara.
What age is there for women?
They should become Talmid Chacham. Why not? In their own right. Every woman... Okay, what?
Women speak less
Lashon Hara.
But you use the example before, you come to shul, you talk Lashon Hara. So right away they have
that's
less
the
of an exposure.
That's the only place it's
done. No, that was the example you used. So they have less of exposure.
The Selef is asking a good kasha. What do women do to avoid Lashon Hara? See, today it used to be there were no such thing as telephones. So what do women do? Women call Kavuda Bas Melech Panima. They didn't leave the house. They didn't leave the house. So where do they? They didn't really socialize. So I mean, I don't know to the same degree. What? But not the same degree they had today. Today on the phone nonstop. What? I don't know. Good. It's okay. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
No, but if you're engaged in learning,
yeah,
then it humbles you by the fact that you realize how little you really know.
Okay. Then yeah.
And then
you want to connect the two together?
Yeah.
Marpe loshel eitz chaim v'selef ba. So what's v'selef ba mean? You'll turn away from the Lashon Hara. You say Vesavans, then you'll turn your derech away from Lashon Hara. Shever Bruch by breaking your spirit. Okay. Now, by the way, we say this every single day. We allude to this pasuk in Mishlei that we just learned right now every single day, three times a day in Shemona Esrei. Elokai Nitzar Lashoni Meirah. Guard my tongue from evil. Lashon Usifosai Midaber Mirma. So first we focus on Nitzar Lishoni Meirah. Hashem, please help me. I'm having problems every single day. You're asking Hashem for help not to speak Lashon Hara. And you say first solution Hashem is grant me humility. We don't come with a chutzpah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm a Talmid Chacham. Ribbono Shel Olam, I acknowledge I'm Am Haaretz. And therefore, what's the solution for me when I come before you and ask for Siyat Hashmaya and not to speak Lashon Hara? Grant me humility. V'nafshi two expressions of humility. Then we say, Halavai, we should be zoche to the higher madrega of Pesach Libi Besarasecha Uvi Mitzvasecha Tirdof Nafshi. Halavai, we can go to the next madrega of becoming a Talmid Chacham. So, Pashim, Shayel, ask a person, why do you say these Tzom? It's a collection of ideas. It's a good thing to be humble. It's a good thing not to speak Lashon Hara. It's a good thing to Psach Li Misera Secha. It's a collection of ideas. But when you know this Pasuk, you right away see that there's logic. There's a derech in the Psukim. We're asking for protection from the Yetzirah. In this pasuk here, it told us two techniques. There's Shever Beruach, humility, and there is Eitz Chaim. So when we come and ask Hashem for Siyat Deshmaya, we ask for both. And we ask for both in a humble way by first asking for humility and then asking for Psach Libi Mitzvah Mitzvah Tudof Nafshi. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. Pasuk K.
Look in Targum. Targum has a whole different.
Okay, yeah. Let me.
I don't know how he reads it in the verse, but he says the first part is similar. As Yusuf the Lishna Ilana the Chayehu, but then the second part it says Ude Achal Min Peroi Nisba.
A person who eats from the fruits of the eighth chaim of the Gan Eden. Gan Eden.
It's satisfied. I don't know how he reads that into the cell of Shev Baruah, but that's what it says.
Let me take a look, a quick look. Perek Tesvav. Marpil Eishchem Sifta Lemut Shabbat, Yudalid, Abbasik Dalid, As Yusa the Lishna, the healing of the tongue, Ilana the Chayehu, a tree of life, Uda Ochal Min Perohi, Nesson eats from its fruits. So, what in the world, how does that get into the pasuk over here? Okay, I don't know, very interesting. Selef Ba. So, I think what it means, Selef Ba means to eat. That's what he's translating. Selef means to eat. And Shever Beruach means he's satisfied. Ruach means he has a taiva. He's hungry. So Shever, you break your taiva. How do you break it? The best way to break your taiva is to eat. Person is starving. So satisfy yourself. You satisfy yourself by eating food. So when a person will enjoy, will be Selef Ba to eat, he's trained. I don't know how the word self means to eat, but it must mean...
It's not a translation, it's just a paraphrase.
What's Selef? Selef obviously is translating, though, it's, but Selef, Uda Ochal Min Perohi. Selef obviously means this related word to eat from the fruits of this Eitz Chaim. Shever Beruach, he will have broken his spirit because he will have satisfied his neshama. And he's in business. He no longer will have a desire to speak Lashon Hara. Okay, so this is in Echadami, a very interesting Targum. I really want to do with you every Targum and so the only reason why I because I don't know them. I have not found any Sefer on Mishlei and on I looked for and other Sfarim that actually translate the Targum Mila B'Mila. So I can be prepared from it. Mir Tashem, we're planning after learning Milshtein, I want to learn the Chumash Megillas. And the Chumash Megillas, they have a very good Sefer. What's it called? Sarasi Benedinos. It translates, it's on the Targum. On the Chumash Megillus, he has all the Chumash Megillus. On Chumash Oso, he has all Chumash Oso, right? And there first thing he does, he translates it Mila B'Mila. Translates the Targum word for word. Every Pasuk. First thing he does, in Sarasi Benedinos, he translates the first thing. And then he elaborates, he tries to bring in Kol HaTorah Kula.
Yeah.
By hook or by crook, by brute force, he pushes in Kol HaTorah Kula into the Targum to bring out every machshav he wants. So that's something I'm very much looking forward to. They have now some new things. They in the Mikros Gedolos. Many years ago, about 20 years ago, the Ma'or revolutionized the study of Chumash by publishing a new edition of the Mikros Gedolos called the Ma'or. And that made a major splash. And then not so long ago, and they had a monopoly for many, many years, the Ma'ar. And now there were three. Now there was another edition came out. I forgot. Also, very, very good, very nice. And then what really, really leveraged the market was Oiz V'Hadar, the one who puts out, Oiz V'Hadar put out an unbelievable new Mikros Gedolos. And one of the milas they have there is they translate for you every Targum Yonis Menuzil, Mila B'Mila. In the Oiz V'Hadar Mikros Gedolos, they don't translate the Targum Unkelis, but they do translate the Targum Yonis Menuzil, Mila. This is really Targum Yonis Menuzil.
That's the Gemara.
So they translate Mila B'Mila in the Oiz V'Hadar. In the Ma'or, they have just selected words. Selected difficult words.
The regular one also.
No, yeah?
Yeah, the regular also.
I'm not familiar, could be. No, they don't have. Art School put out now, made a revolution. They put out Bereshis. They're putting out Shemos very soon. And it's unbelievable. It's all Nekudas. It's fantastic. Yeah. My favorite thing is they have this thing called the Mitzudas. They took from Tanakh. There's no Mitzudas Stav and a Mitzudas Seal on Chumash. He didn't write. He wrote on Nevi'im Ksuvim. So they took every time you have a word in the Torah and they found, with the computer obviously, this word was translated by the Mitzudas somewhere in Nach. They make a little safer out of it and they put it on the bottom of the page. It's delicious. It's really, really cute. And you know, you look at the words, I didn't really have that appreciation that the word means exactly that. And they have the Nekudos is really, really, for me at least, I love it. I love the Nekudos. I'm a big fan of Nekudos. And they have Rabbeinu Bachya, they put on the page, and that's okay. They have a lot of little enhancements. They put a lot of work into it.
Nekudos,
so what do they do? How do they do it? I was brought up Rabbeinu Bechaye.
Yes.
Right? That's how I was brought up. Then I got a little bit older, and there was a person in Shul who always would say Rabbeinu Bachya, Bachya, Bachya. So he influenced me.
The way they spell it in English, it could go either way.
Either way. I once asked him, point blank, is it Rabbeinu Bechaye, Rabbeinu Bachya? He was a mumcha, this person. He said either or. Doesn't really matter.
The same thing with Sforno and Siporno.
Siporno. All right. So there is much to be said about Targum. Targum, they also someone put out a Parshegen? Is that what it's called? Parshegen?
Parshegen.
So did someone put out a few volumes on Targum Unkelus. Targum, a critical edition of Targum on Unkelus. Very, very good. Goes through every word of Unkelus. And he translates it, and then he's marich, and there's a lot of nice things in that sefer as well. So Targum today is making a comeback. When I was a child, look at Targum. What is this? What is this? Tashnai mikavyecha Targum. What is all this about? But today Targum is the one who really did work on Targum is Rav Kasher. Rav Kasher. Torah Shlema, oh, he really did work on that. He has a whole kuntres, a whole sefer on Targum. And his thesis, I told you this few times, he shows that there are three major Targumim. Targum Unkelus, Tuchumish, Targum Yedasim and Uziel, and Targum Yerushalmi. And he tries to show that the difference of expression between the way it's translated by Unkelus and Yedasim and Uziel and Yerushalmi, it's a whole different world. Not necessarily. It's a different, whole different look. A lot of the machlokes and the translations is rooted in, well, to the other way around. Machlokes beshanai and beshillel, you can see very often is rooted in the Targum. Look at the Targum Unkelus, Targum Yisrael Uziel, and you'll see how they translate the pasuk, and you can appreciate that that's the machlokes beshanai and beshillel. And he gives many examples like this. He has a whole, he has to be a tremendous Talmud Chachmi, he knows Kol Torah Kula, to go and cite Shas and Paiskim to show. He had one of the Torah Shleim, there are a lot of Kuntresim. Yeah. After each volume, they are Kuntresim by Tagim and Oisios Meshunois. And one of the major Kuntresim, which takes up a lot of space, is a Kol Kuntres on the Targumim. Targum Unkelus, Yenisim in Uziel, and Ham Yerushalmi, and the fact he's, I think, the first one to publish. I don't know if he was the first to Targum Yerushalmi. Targum Yerushalmi in the Mikros Gedolos is not only bits and pieces, but we have it today. Today it was released. The Vatican accidentally released. There was someone who did some research, was doing research, and they published something, and accidentally they released the whole Targum, the original Targum Yerushalmi, a real good copy that we never had. It was never printed in the Mikros Gedolos to the public. And for some reason, I don't know why, the Ma'or didn't print it. And I don't even think the Oiz V'Hodor printed it either. The art school surely didn't print it. They didn't print it. But I don't know why. But he has the whole thing. You look in the Torah Shlema, he has the whole Targum Yerushalmi. So you really get a whole new appreciation of things that we...
Pre-computer?
What?
It was pre-computer.
I don't know. Everything was pretty good.
I think so.
Yeah, his research was not with a computer. All right. Okay, so let's go to the next pasuk. So, Mitzvah, hopefully, we'll go to the next limud. I think after Mishnah, I want to do the Chumash Megillah. Then I want to do inside every single Targum. B'li Neder. Let's go to pasuk. Hey, Evel Yinatz Musa Aviv. Okay, the Evel, the fool Yinatz, he detests. He detests the Musa, the Musa of his father. V'shoymer teichachas yarim. One who guards Musa will become, in the future, will become wise. Mitzudos pasuk yinatz yimas. Detest. It's a very strong word, yinatz. Doesn't just mean you don't like. It means you throw it in the garbage. Right? You have some food you don't like. You take it and you throw it in the trash. Detest, repulse. Yimas es hamusar umemayin lekalu, refuse to accept it, so he will, in evil, yinatz musav, but b'shoymer teichach, someone who guards teichacha, ha-shoymer beliboy es ha-choch, as-ha-chochma, yischachem b'sefer. One who guards in his heart chochma will one day, yischacham b'sefer, will become wise in the future. And we all know the word shoymer means to anticipate. Yosef, Yaakov Avinu, when he heard the dreams of Yosef, V'aviv mitzapeh mosai yavai. When will it come? So you can take that idea, you can put in this pasuk that the chacham, the wise of the person that anticipates, when can I anticipate, I'm yearning for Musar. Could you imagine, v'shomer toichachas? Doesn't just mean that you already got Musar, and you take it to heart. I learned a lesson, and I guard it with me this lesson. I always review what I've learned. No, shomer means I'm yearning to receive more Musar. I can't wait to get into trouble so that my Rebbe, my father, will give me Musar, so I can become a wise man. This is the story with the Sfasemes. Sfasemes was raised by his grandfather, Chidush Shaharim. And one day, when the Sfasemes, he stayed up late the whole night learning, and he came, and he davened early. Actually, he stayed up the entire night, and he davened early. If I'm not mistaken, that's the story. And then he went to sleep. And then he came later for Seder. And his grandfather thought that he missed davening because he came late. But the truth was, he was up the entire night and davened early, and just took a little nap before the next Seder began. So the Chiddush Shirim gave him a Musa Shmus, and went on and on and on and on. And then at the very end, he told him, but you know, I didn't really do anything wrong. I was up the whole night, I learned. So why didn't you tell me right away? I wanted to hear the Musa. There's what to be learned. The Musa. How often do I cherish the Musa? He was Mekai v'shomer toichach asyarim v'oviv shomar esadover mitzape Musa yovai, yearning for Musa, an opportunity to learn from someone else. Okay, now
he didn't go to the Vatican.
The Sfasemes doesn't fit with the whole mahalach of Hasidus, right? V'shomer toichach asyarim. Okay, now there's also another very important var. We mentioned this a number of times, that the Nevi'im, well, the question many commentators ask, what did all Hashem send us? So many Nevi'im sent us Yeshaya and Yecheskel and Yirmiyah and Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, the Troyos. What did they accomplish, all these Nevi'im? They gave us so much Musar, and especially the early Nevi'im didn't help one bit. The Churban came, all the Musar, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. We went into Galus. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu send us to Nevi'im? Why was there Ruach HaKodesh? And the answer is really with this pasuk, is that in a Chalam, even though it didn't make an impression at that moment in time, but it was with us. It made an impression upon us. We didn't listen. The Musar was not accepted at the time. But it made an impression, and only because there was Musar, the Klal Yisrael in the future, when they were in Galus, had the Koyach to reflect back. To reflect back to the words of the Nevi'im and use that as a springboard to do tshuva and come back and rebuild the Bayis Sheni and then Yisrael the Bayis Shlishi. So it's shomer. It doesn't necessarily mean sometimes the person is Musar, he's not right to act upon the Musar. You go to a shmuz, you go to a shir, that's over your head. It's a very good thing. You go to a shir and there's a darshan, he's talking and he's giving Musar, 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 and you're listening, what in the world is this guy talking about? This is not for me. It's just not, you know, this is just, I'm not cut out for this derech in life. I'm going to go fast Monday and Thursday. I'm going to this, and I'm going to go come learn a seder for 3 hours. I'm not holding by this. Teretz is yenachanami, but it's good to hear, because deep down in your neshama it percolates.
This is what I should really do.
It percolates, and maybe at some point later in your life, you'll make a reshim on you. You have to take Musar, even if you can't use them, or you're just not holding by the Musar, you have to be shomer the Musar. Look for situations where you can hear Musar, things that are above, instead of going to low-level shiurim when they talk and they cheer you up and they say jokes. It's kedai once in a while to go to a heavy-duty, major league Musar shmus. Even though you'll come away, you'll take nothing practically will come out of it. Nothing. Zero. But at least it makes a reshim on you, and you don't know what that can do for you.
A pimple, for that matter. Somebody gives you a pimple. You pick up
bits and pieces. You have at least an appreciation of godless, right. Of godless. And what's the purpose of an appreciation of godless? It's nothing more than what this pasuk says: v'shomer toichach asyam, to guard. Guard means I have it in my possession. Do I live with it? Do I make use of it? People have very expensive jewelry. People get married, they get an engagement ring worth $20,000. I know people like this. Where is the engagement ring? The diamond ring? It's in the vault. Their whole life, they never wore it. Never. They got it when they got engaged, and when they got married, and that was it. They got nervous. They got nervous. Finished for the rest of their life. So, but at least it's there. At least I know that I have it in the vault. Oh, it makes a roshim on me. Pas pasala roshim. You want even more? I'll take the vacation now. I have this, and I deserve a vacation as well. So that's what it says over here. There is definitely something to it to guard it. Okay, one more pasuk. Base toicha. Base tzaddik chosen rav. The home of a tzaddik is a great stronghold. Chosen means chosek, strength, a very powerful strength. Uvesvuas rosha. Now this is a very hard word. This you would think it means grain, right? But it's grain utvuas, but that's not what it means. According to this, it means the entry. Tovoi. Tovoi. Tovo. To enter. To come. To arrive. Tovo. Yeah, coming. So here it means with the coming of the Rasha, ne kores, it becomes dirty, filthy, dirty, cloudy. So what is it referring to? We'll do the Rashi first. This refers to the base Hamigdash that was built by Shlomo, by David and Shlomo. Look what it says in Rashi first. Base Sadik Chosen Rav. Base Hamigdash Shabana David HaTzadik. Really? David HaMelech built the base Hamigdash? No, he didn't. Shlomo built the base Hamigdash. David, he slayed the foundation. He had got the blueprints ready. Okay, so this Rashi has to be interpreted. What it means exactly? Shabana David at Tzadik. We're calling here David at Tzadik. That's also a chiddush. How often do you have a chazal that we call David at Tzadik? That's not David. It's a chassid. David called himself a chassid. We don't generally call David at Tzadik. We call Yosef at Tzadik. You know, the Ushpizin b'fi shorim tisalol of David Tzadik and tisparach v'shon chassim tishimam dizlan Torah. We don't generally call David a tzaddik. We call David the chassid. But here we're calling him a tzaddik. The pasuk beit tzaddik chosen rav. So Rashi says based on the shabona David a tzaddik chosen rav. It is a very powerful chosen means strength. It's very mighty. Migdal oiz li Yisrael. But uvisvuas rosha necheres uvehavas atzelem shehevi menashe ba necheres. His enikol menashe, he brought into the Beis Hamikdash atzelem, and almost he did even worse. He brought it into the Kodesh Hakadoshim, and he filthied the Beis Hamikdash. He ruined the kedusha, the sanctity of the Beis Sadik. What used to be a stronghold is no longer. Is weak. Beis Sadik, the house of David, which was once a chosen rav, now uvisuas Rasha, with the entry of the Rasha Menashe, Ne'akaris has become filthy, dirty, and no longer is a source of strength for Klal Yisrael. Pasik Vav in Ra'amitsudos. It's very strong, it cannot be destroyed. Uvisuas Be'es Bo. Okay, Tua means the time of the entry. Harasha, Nishchas HaBayis Ahu, that bayis was destroyed. It's a very good pasuk for Chanukah. Because Chanukah, the Yevonim brought in Avodah Zarah into the Heichel, and then we have restored it to being the base tzaddik. Okay, and with that, we will conclude.
Anyone didn't make a...